Ruth to speak and share the word of the Lord with us.
Thank you, Lord. God, it's you alone. You alone, God. It's you alone, God. It's you alone before our households and our families. It's you alone before our families and our lands. It's you alone, God. That's all we can say is it's you alone. We give it all to you. The Lord began to speak to my heart. He said, you have toiled down deep within you. And this toil has kept you from feeling at times the presence of my spirit within you. And this toil comes from a burden of working for years and years and years and not having release from it. And the Lord said, this toil is not going to be found in heaven. I'm going to wash it clear out of you and purify your heart from the way, way down to the depths where no man can see. And then he began to speak to my heart and he said, I've called you to the harvest field. I've called my bride to the harvest field. I've called them to the harvest field, and yet we say, I don't have enough resources. I don't have the sponsorship. I don't have the wherewithal to carry this out. And the Lord said, you agree quickly with the adversary. He said, you must quit agreeing quickly with the adversary and declare my word that you're going to be out into the harvest field. He said, begin to call your ministry forth by the created word. He said, I created heaven and earth by the spoken word. I created the fishes of the sea. I created all that is therein. And when I cast you to go, you say, but. And he said, I'm going to break that stronghold off of my body so that this will be released off of you. He said, it's going to be released off of my bride quickly. And then he began to talk to me about my husband, who I love dearly. He spoke to my heart, will you put me before your husband? I have, haven't I? I have. And he said, but when I ask you to do something, sometimes you get a little bit of fear and a little bit of twinge. When I've called you to do something, you get a little bit of fear and a little bit of twinge. And he said, I'm going to break this dividing wall so that it's going to remain that you're going to reach the highest heavens and praise with nothing holding back. He said, in this day, put your hand to the plow and don't look back. Leave your houses and your lands. Leave the harvest, leave the things that you know that are dear and drawn your dear to your heart, and begin to let them die at the altar. And he said, I will cause these things to begin to burn out of my bride like they have never seen. He said, as you kind of consecrate your life unto me, my holiness and my righteousness is going to so consume the depths of your heart, because I've dealt with these things, that the wheat is, the chaff is burnt out and the glory remains. And then I wrote out this a little thing that he showed me. He said, now is the time for Christians to take up their cross and follow him. It is time for them to gird up and not look back. We cannot take our husbands or our wives, our land or our houses or our families. We cannot take relatives into the next season. It's between us and God. It's between me and God. It's not between me and my household. It's not between you and your job. God is looking for those who have wholeheartedly submitted, wholeheartedly gave their lives to him. We are desperate for him, but really, are we? Are we? Are we so desperate? We cannot take lovers who have not submitted their lives to him. They have to do their own submission. Whoever chooses to be a friend to the world, the Lord says, without submission, it's not putting God first. He said, I've not disqualified you to speak to the nations. I have called you to speak to the nations, my children. I have called you to be a mouthpiece to the kingdom. Look in my word. Those things which have put some distance and even stopped or hindered you. hindered the plans I have for you. Don't you see I am dealing with these in this hour? These very ones that I mentioned to you, I am dealing with these in this hour. Even as Miriam and Aaron complained when I called my servant Moses to do my will, when they said, has the Lord only spoken to Moses? He speaks to us. Well, God says, I dealt with that. I put my word in my servant's mouth as he talked to me with unveiled face. We're coming into that time of that intimate time to talk with God one-on-one when these things are dealt with out of the heart. He delivered my word written in stone to my children. He said, I have a speech impediment. Yet he still chose to follow me. He said, even the speech impediment I have, yet he still led my people out of bondage. He still led them out of Egypt. My seasoned prophets and the babes, they have said this or that. Why work was left to the pastors and to the ministers of the gospel, the Sunday school teachers, the pastors, the teachers, prayer warriors. But as you yield to me with all your heart and seek me, you will find me. And I will deal with these strongholds once and for all, saith the Lord. I will deal these and break these dividing walls off of you, saith the Lord. As you lay down all down at the altar, the cares of this world, the financial worry. I got worried, don't you? Who doesn't? The worry over your household, over your kids, over your children, your spouse. How are you going to provide for them? Sometimes we say, that's not my calling. I'm too shy. I'm too insignificant. They're not going to make room for me in the church. I can't do that. I'm too lazy. God says, I will deal with these in my bride's life. As you crown me Lord over all and you meet me with face to face, holding back nothing, I will destroy that dividing wall. And I will set you free. Look to me, I am more than enough. I am the great I am. I am higher than these things. I will be praised in my holy habitation, saith the Lord. I will be exalted. I will be set upon the mount where my name shall be praised, and my people will praise me upon that holy mountain. You crown me. Is that part of your heart? Watch what I will do, my children. Watch what I will do with my bride in this church. You will come up higher in me. You will come up higher in me because we are entering a season where these strongholds are breaking off the body like nothing before.
Yes. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Glory. Glory. Listen to what he said. Wow. How many of you have become aware of strongholds just recently? I was just talking with Robert and Eleanor about an issue that we were dealing with in the state of Alaska, and the Lord said through Robert, that's a stronghold. So we began to pray about this stronghold coming down. How is this stronghold going to come down? So God knew what we were contemplating, what we were thinking about. And so he sends this word, I will remove the strongholds. I will bring it down. This is the season where God is doing this in the state of Alaska. And he's talking about our tendency for performance, where we work and work and work, trying to work our way to God's presence. It is simple. It's simple. It's easy. Easy. When I was dumb as a duck, I could find his presence. Come on. Come on, it's easy. Take a deep breath right now. Just relax. Close your eyes. Open your heart to him. He's looking for those who are wholeheartedly his. Is that you? Tell him. Tell him you're his. You belong to him. Come on. Ooh. This is between you and the king. Has nothing to do with your relatives. Come, Holy Spirit, come. Move upon our heart right now. Whoa. Some of you have been laboring a long time. It's time to lay down your toil and your weariness. Lay it at his feet. There was a word that came earlier about the feet. And God had just spoken to me about the feet. Chains. Eleanor prophesied it. They're coming off your feet right now. The feet. When you fall at the feet of Jesus and take hold of his feet, that's a place of intimacy and petition. Lay hold of him right now. Come on. He said he was going to remove the wall of division. Do you have a wall in your heart? He said he was going to remove it. Don't agree too quickly with the adversary. You're going to hear from the Lord tonight, right now. Don't let fear enter in. It's simple. It's easy. You can do it. Don't agree with the adversary. He'll always tell you you can't do it. Don't agree with that. God said you are his bride. You are his chosen one. You are his mouthpiece. Listen to that. Open your mouth and speak. You are his mouthpiece. He said, open wide your mouth and I will fill it. Tell him yes. Tell him yes. Right now, he's putting in your heart someone that he wants you to talk to. Right now, a face is coming into your thoughts, a name. That's your simple assignment. You may not have even know what you're supposed to say to them. All you have to do is get together and begin to talk. Open your mouth. He will fill it. He'll give you what you need. Right now, you're laying down the toil. You don't have to work for his presence. It's easy. It doesn't matter what anyone else is doing. You sing your song. Don't sing anyone else's song. Don't try to sing someone else's song. You be who you are with the Lord. Just let that peace settle into you right now. Let it go really deep. Let it go really deep. Deeper. Go deeper in him. Come on. Go deeper in him. Lay hold of the rich treasure that's found in the deep places. He said, as you meet with him face to face, he will remove the dividing wall, that wall that separates, that wall that doesn't allow you to feel, that wall that's angry, that wall that's hurt. See, you're meeting with him face to face right now, individually, and he is removing that wall. It's that easy. When you're just sitting here in his presence, the wall is coming down. I can feel it. It's like something. It's like the level, a level in the room is I can feel it dropping. And I realize that's those walls. They're coming down because you're just waiting in his presence. It's that simple. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. We praise you, Jesus. We praise you, Jesus. Holy, holy, holy. We want to glory in your presence tonight, oh God. We want to revel in your presence tonight. We want to eat up your presence tonight. Jesus said, my food is to do the will of the Father. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that it's no longer I who lives, but it is you who lives in me and through me. I thank you, Lord Jesus. Oh God, your word tonight, Father, says we die daily. We take up our cross and we die daily, Lord. Lord, I thank you and I praise you, oh God, that it's all about you tonight, Lord. It's all about you tonight, God. I don't want anything else but you, Lord. Unless your presence is here, oh God, I don't want to make anything happen, oh God. I don't want to say anything out of your presence or out of your will, oh God. I thank you, Lord God, that your presence is so thick in this land, oh God, right now, Lord. Ooh. Oh, your deliverance is here tonight, God. Your healing is here tonight, oh God. Your holiness is here tonight, God. Thank you, Lord. I praise you, Jesus. So deep within the hearts of your people. Ruth doesn't know this, but on the 21st of September, as I was flying back into Anchorage, I just begin to feel the presence of the Lord come upon me, and I asked him, I said, Lord, what is this wall of division in Alaska? What is this? Why are there so many divisions? And while God is moving sovereignly here and there, there is still walls of division. And obviously the Lord is wanting to deal with that. Obviously he is. Holy. Holy. Thank you, Lord. And he said, because there is a race to the top. And I said, am I in the race? He said, yes, you are in the race. But it's a race to the finish line. And I said, Lord, what's the difference? He said, racing to the top is at someone else's expense. Racing to the finish line is at your expense, your effort, your workout. Your long-distance race requires teamwork, integrity, intimacy, intensity, and intentionality. Now, before I go into my message, God has been moving amazingly in the, not only in this house, but I know in City Church, in Judith's meetings, in meetings with Sherry Laurie and Dorothy Bacoliak and Sandra. And we wanna give honor. We wanna give honor. God's been moving in the Moravian Church amongst our native people in sovereign ways, in the villages. When I attended a funeral this month in Fairbanks for a well-known Native leader, I saw something crack. I heard a crack in the spirit, and I saw something break in the spirit. And the move is coming up into the interior as well. Hallelujah. God is positioning. God is positioning us to receive this in a greater way. And we can receive and move individually and corporately. Or we can stop it up in our own hearts and in our own minds. We can allow the walls of division to come down within our own selves. Or sometimes we don't even realize we have them until we come into the presence of the Lord. And there is such a hunger. It's like we have come into like the fullness of time with this religious spirit to where we are sick of it. Sick of it. To where, I mean, how many of us will be honest and confess we have not wanted to go to church in the last 10 years or longer? I'll raise both my hands. But we did, because God calls us to the church. And we go and we sit there, and some of us are dying on the pews. But we kept coming and we kept going. And I have had to repent for judging the church and for judging my leaders and all of that. I have had to repent. Anybody else? And I watched how the spirit of repentance flowed down from my pastor, from Pastor Josh, and I'm sure others have. He met with a group of us, and you know, God is moving. He is moving in many different areas that we don't even know about yet. And you know, one thing that I know is that we are hungry, right? We are hungry. God has put a holy dissatisfaction within us to where, I mean, can you feel it during worship? It's almost like I could just feel the army just wanting, I mean, be free. I don't care if you stand on your head to get what you need from God. Do it. I mean, whatever it takes, just do it. That's not part of my message, but you know I love freedom. I am going to contend for freedom. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. No longer will we be silent. No longer will we be silent. Purdy in church for so long. Oh, we've been worshiping Purdy for so long. Oh, oh God, Jesus. Oh Lord, Jesus. And we've had prophetic words that we've sat on. And if God moves on your heart to bless, put a blessing in the baskets. You know, a lot of you know that come here. We don't take up an offering. You allow the Spirit of the Lord to move upon you to sow into the baskets. You don't. There's no interrupting anything here. It just move. Feel free to get up and sow as the Spirit of the Lord hits you. We have Judy Jacobs coming in February. We have Dutch coming. We have other invitations coming. Maybe I'm moving ahead of myself, but you know what? God is preparing us. God is preparing us. Hallelujah. It doesn't matter that there's few people here. God is preparing us for a greater move of His Spirit. Amen. He's going to teach us how to work together. Those that want to, those that will allow Him to. Amen. Getting back to my message. Hebrews 12:1. Therefore then, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses who have borne testimony to the truth, let us strip off. Let us strip off. Let us throw off. That was part of the prophetic word. Hello. Jamai. Waka. Amen. Let us strip off and throw aside every encumbrance, every obstacle that is in your way, every obstacle. What's keeping us from getting a hold of God? What is it? What is it? We are desperate. We are hungry. We are not satisfied with just status quo anymore. It's all over. It's all over. You know, I traveled to Manicotic a few years ago, and that whole village was so on fire for God. The whole village filled the whole school, and I came into Anchorage and I cried. And my husband said, "What's wrong?" I couldn't even talk. Can you believe it? I said, there is a move of God in the villages, but it's not here. But you know what? It's here now. It's here. It's here. It's here. And we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. It's here in our city now. Oh, and you alone get the glory. And it's not just here. It's not just there. It's not just in my little thing. It's everywhere. It's everywhere. So God gets the glory. But you know, God wants to teach us. He wants to teach us. Hallelujah. Every encumbrance, every unnecessary weight. Unnecessary weight. What did God say tonight? He's taking those chains and those weights off from our feet, not from our hands, off from our voice, off from our gift. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We've been silenced too long. One of the ladies from Florida said she heard a spirit when she came. It was going like this, shh. Shh. excuse me. No way. No way. No way to that spirit. No. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And that sin which so readily clings to us and entangles us. Sometimes we don't even realize we're entangled. And let us run with patient endurance and steady and active persistence the appointed course of the race that is set before us. So God started showing me we are in a race. He said there's two races going on. Oh my goodness sakes. So immediately I'm going to check myself. Eleanor, you're going to check yourself. It's not going like this. It is going like this. There's a great cloud of witnesses in heaven. Oh, I have had some heavenly experiences, but I can't go there tonight. They're cheering us on. They want us more to win our race more than we do. But you know what? Heaven on earth, just as it is in heaven, earth, we need to cheer each other on. We need to cheer each other on. Our heavenly host is cheering us on. I never saw this before. Our loved ones in heaven, they're going, you can make it, Nancy. Go, Nancy. Go, Nancy. You can do this. Gilbert and Eva, you're not done yet. You're not done yet. All those years of prayer, you're not done yet. Amen. Judith, you got a word to release. You got a word to release. And if you have one to release tonight, have at it. I'm serious. You know, they're cheering us on. My son is cheering me on. He's cheering me on. He's saying, Mom, don't quit. Don't quit. Your loved ones are cheering you on. They want you to make it. There is such a thinning of the veil between heaven and earth. It is so real. They want us to make it. They want us to finish our course well. Yes, they do. And we need to get that revelation. We need to get that revelation that we need to finish our course well. What are we here on earth for? Not just for me, myself, and I. We need to cheer one another on. Amen. In a natural race, we know if anybody's been in a race, we know. You know, and God's been confirming this word. He's been, you know, I wanted to share on some of my heavenly experiences or different things, you know, and God said, no, I want you to share this. And then he keeps confirming it. Then my nephew has a dream about him and I running in a race. My nephew's in jail. He says, I had a dream about Auntie and I running a race together. And then I meet up with some prayer warriors this morning. And then my friend Bonnie said, oh yeah, me and this lady that we were praying for, we used to run in a race. And I'm like, okay, Lord, I'll speak on running in the race. You know, in a natural race, it's practice. It's disciplining our body. It's you know, our appetite. You know, there's a prioritizing of our schedule. There's endurance. There's teamwork involved. Especially when you do those ones that you run around and it's a long distance one and you pass the baton. Relay races. I was in relay races when I was in school. I was one of the shortest one. But my legs could go. But you have to pace yourself. and there's timing involved, and you got to watch, and you've got to be alert, and you've got to. It's not just about you. It's about your teammates. It's about cadence. It's about timing. It's about watching. And it's about pacing yourself. And you're being conscientious. And the captain knows where your strengths are and where your weaknesses are. And the captain pulls out those strengths in you. And I loved how Robert was up here earlier just admonishing all of us. Pull on the anointing, he was saying. Pull on the anointing in the worship. Pull on the anointing in each other. You know, and you're anointed. Each of you have gifts. So I got up here and I'm like, Karen, you got a word? Judith, you got a word? No. Pastor, you got a word? Somebody got a word? Ruth had a word. She's a prophet. Amen. Amen. And then I love the exhortation from our worship team. Just this is our first night together. We you know, we didn't practice. This is what you call trial run. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We appreciate the worship team. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I thank you, Father God. Lord God, that we're in a race, Father God. God, but in a race that you have set. And Lord, I thank you, Father God, that in this spiritual race, he showed me two races going on. He said, race to the top. It's at somebody else's expense. When there's a political spirit, when there is a spirit that steps on other people to get to the top, it's not God. When we have to tear somebody else down to make ourselves look good or get to the top, it's not God. So we've got to watch our words. We've got to watch our attitudes. Amen. Amen. And so he started showing me the race to the finish line. It's at your expense, your effort, your time. It costs you something. This kind of race requires teamwork, integrity. And you know, it takes time to get to know one another, to flow together as a team. Amen. And by the Spirit, when we die to ourselves, that was part of the word tonight too. One Holy Ghost, I love it. It just, teamwork, it requires so much dying, because then it's not about ourselves, or our ministry is not greater than anybody else's. It's God is going to teach us how to cheer each other on. And I'm like, okay, God, how does this tie into what's going on in the move of the city and the state? He said, God, I'm preparing you how to flow together as a team, because, you know, there is, I mean, can everybody agree? God is moving. He wants us to prepare ourselves. It's not going to be about us and our church. In our ministry, we've got to learn how to flow with other and partner with other churches and other ministers and ministries. We've got to learn to do that so that way we can sustain the move of God that is coming. I mean, it's already here. We're just at the very beginning stages. Amen. We are at a very beginning stage of this, and God is positioning Alaska. God is wanting us to shift out of our local church mindset into a kingdom mindset, where we're not just focused on our own gatherings, our own services, our own gifts, our own, which can become about ambition. But he's positioning us, and we've got to be careful about one of the things that can shut down a revival is judging the move of God. what I really appreciated this past week is somebody put on Facebook, a minister from Alaska, and I'm sure some of you have seen it. I reposted it on my Facebook because I really liked it. I thought it was really humble of him. It was really, I loved it so much. He said he used to walk into different revival meetings and he would sit back and judge them, going, you know, God's moving more in my meetings than here. And there's other things that he said. But he said now he's experiencing that. How he judged them is now what he's reaping. And I thought, oh, Lord Jesus, don't let me be judgmental on how you're moving. And, you know, even recently, I loved it when Mark Drake taught about the Holy Spirit. He said when the Holy Spirit falls, some people react different. That's why we're called holy rollers. We haven't seen, we've become so proper in church. We don't want to see that. I mean, okay, I got to move on because Mary's got something. Okay, thank you, Jesus. We've got to guard our hearts and our minds. Thank you, Jesus. He wants us to join with the heavenly host and cheer each other on, for there is coming a heavenly invasion. Right now, he's just saying, prepare yourselves, prepare yourselves, prepare yourselves. There's coming a heavenly invasion here on earth in Alaska. It doesn't matter if you don't believe it. It's happening. It's happening. Thank you, Lord. And we want to participate with the heavenly hosts and the heavenly angels that he's releasing. Amen. He's releasing the supernatural in our midst again, people. He is releasing the supernatural in our midst again. And God is raising up an army. He's raising up an army in Alaska that will sustain his glory move. He's just saying, prepare yourselves, get ready. Get ready, prepare yourselves. He's clicking us into place, into our place, so that we can finish our race well. Amen. Thank you, Lord. And he's preparing us to move forward in the race that he has set us on. With that face-to-face encounter. Holy, thank you, Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I saw people in here picking the hanging fruit of the Spirit as she was preaching and teaching. I saw people picking the fruit of the word that we heard tonight. God is moving mightily, but you were picking the fruit. And then I also saw like an angel come behind Eleanor. Just woo! Amen.
Hallelujah. It's a good time to give an offering. Good time. Whew.
Extend your hand. Whoop. Who? Come on. Come on. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. Come on, Holy Ghost. This is a time for miracles. This is a time for healing. This is the time for the outpouring. This is the time you told us to do it. We lay hands upon his feet. We command those feet to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. We command it to be healed. Every joint, every ligament, every part of this, every bone, we command the bones to be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Who? Yes. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus. Jesus. Jesus is okay with that. Whoop. Yeah. This is our friend, Sam Pitka. Son of God. Minister of the Most High. I received a rebuke from my apostle a few weeks ago, Peter Wagner. And it unlocked something on the inside of me. And I knew I was hearing from my King. From Jesus Christ. And it had to do with my identity. Oh. All right. Here's the question for you. Who are you? Who are you? I'm going to step into my function and make an announcement in the spiritual realm. I am a territorial apostle for the state of Alaska. My name, an enemy, I want you to remember this name. Mary, Abby, Brandes, Skulka, Hawkins, Healing Jot, Glazier. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I assume and take that position given to me by the will of God for this land. For the Spirit of the Lord says this land belongs to him. The Spirit of the Lord says, I have called Alaska to myself. The Spirit of the Lord says, who will stand up for me against the wicked in this land? The Spirit of the Lord says, violence and destruction will no longer be heard within your borders, but I will call your walls salvation, and I will call your walls praise. There from the northern part of Alaska to the southern part, from the Aleutian chain to southeastern Alaska, from the Arctic slope region all the way around the borders of Alaska, we call forth every soul. We call forth every people group. We call forth every sphere of this state. You come to Jesus Christ now. You open your heart now. You obey God now. You walk in your identity now. You are being called to the kingdom for such a time as this. You are being awakened now. Warriors of the Lord, you get to your feet. You begin to work. You begin to praise. You begin to shout. You begin to prophesy, for the creative word of the Lord is in your mouth. For the Lord says, do not a with your adversary. From this point on, you will not agree with him. When he says you are poor, you will say, I am rich. When he says you are weak, you will say, I am strong. For the Spirit of God has determined you are an overcomer. I have, the Lord says, in the kingdom, millions who are praying for this land. Therefore, agree with their prayers. Begin to tell your children. Begin to tell that reluctant spouse. Begin to tell them there's a destiny in them. They can't help it. I don't care if they're saved or not. They have a destiny. You begin to tell them what that destiny is. You call it out of them. You call it out of them. My granddaughter is called. She will be a minister of the Most High God. My son is an evangelist. Tom, I call you forth now in the name of Jesus. My daughter is a healer in the kingdom. I call forth that healing gift in the name of Jesus. This land is filled with leaders. I call forth the leaders in the name of Jesus Christ. This is a race that is not going to the swift. This race is going to those who will hang in there with Jesus and have endurance. Begin to exercise that creative word of God in your belly. Stop holding back. The enemy has tried to steal your voice for too long. I tell you now, cast out that fear, for the fear of the Lord is coming to Alaska. I'll tell you what, the fear of the Lord is going to shake Alaska from the north to the south. And I am standing in the gap. Oh, Alaska, hear the word of the Lord. Fear the king. Why do you fear the devil who cannot help? Why do you not fear the king who has the word of deliverance? Ho, for the powerful, supernatural visitation of the Lord has begun. It has begun. It's not a will come. It has begun. People are being saved. Their hearts are ripe. They're waiting for the word. They're waiting for the word. You have the word. I call forth that Sam. I've been praying for Sam. I call him forth in the name of Jesus Christ. Come on, Sam. You are called to preach the gospel. Come on, get up now in the name of Jesus. You begin to declare who you are. You are a blood-bought child of the Most High God. There is no other God on this planet. God is alone, God. He alone is God. We declare it in the heavenly realms. I declare it over Alaska. There is no other God that is going to take root in this land. I bind that in the name of Jesus. I pull down all those false gods trying to root themselves in this land. You come down now. Every stronghold, every stronghold, every stronghold. Jesus said he would do it. Every stronghold is coming down. Every stronghold. This is his hour of power. I don't care if you believe it or not. He's going to do it. And if he has to knock you off your feet, he'll do it. But he is doing it. The race has begun. And the race to life is in you. The race of life is in you. The race of life. Glory to God. Glory to God. Isaiah 42:8, I am the Lord. That is my name. God is making a declaration over Alaska. The Great One has taken the land. We've been praying for over 20 years for Mount McKinley to be given its name, Denali, because it means the Great One. And it means the only true living God rules over Alaska. He does not rule over Alaska from another place. He is here. This is his land. We are his people. Stop agreeing with that wicked enemy. Begin to drive him out. Whoa, come on. Boy, I'll tell you what. We are moving into the supernatural. With or without you.
Come on. It's that simple to me. My eye is upon that finish line. I might not be the fastest race in the horse in the race, or race in the horse. But I'll tell you what, I am going to finish. I am going to finish. I'm going to share a dream with you that one of my mentors shared with me years ago. Her name is Nita Berquist. Many of you know her. When God was pouring out with such power on Windwalkers, and I was traveling all over the state, and we ended up with 6,000 prayer groups and individual prayer warriors. So I don't know how many we had totally. Some groups were big and some were small. But it was a busy time because God was pouring out of his spirit. And when God's spirit is pouring out like that, it's effortless. So here's my dear friend down in Seattle, and she was doing her best to do everything, every newsletter, everything she was told to do. She was working hard. What's the key word here? This is not a working hard season. She labored and labored and labored. Finally, she got on her face and began to weep. And she said, "Father, I'm doing everything I know to do, but it's not coming alive for me. It's not. Why was it not coming alive for her? She had her own race. She had her own race. She could pray for me. We have relationship. But she was not called to run the race I'm called. So God sent her a dream. And I believe the dream is for us. In light of Eleanor's powerful word. Eleanor, that was excellent. Powerful word. I mean, that kept echoing when Eleanor first shared it. It kept echoing in my spirit. The race to the top or the race to the finish line. Two different kinds of races. One's a counterfeit. There are lots of counterfeits around us. Remember, the enemy is not an original designer. He's a counterfeiter. So there are always counterfeits around. The way to tell a counterfeit is to know the real so well that you can tell the difference. But in Nita's dream, she was in this race. She was in her lane. And she was riding a horse, a small horse, sturdy, stocky, probably a Connemara, something like that, you know, one of those stocky horses. And she's leaning forward, urging her horse on as fast as it can go. And it was just trotting fast. While all these elegant racehorses were zooming by her. Zooming. Zooming. Everyone was passing her up. But she's trotting, panting, straining to get ahead. Straining. And suddenly she realized she was in the wrong lane. She was supposed to be running along the shoulder of the race. And suddenly, her horse was up on the shoulder. And there was a group of people trotting with her. They weren't stretched out and running the way the quarter horses were, the race horses. But they were running. And the Lord spoke to her. His government is on the shoulders. Her authority and prayer affected the government. The power he had given her in prayer is not one that the fiery preachers would have time for. They're too busy running their race. Most people are so busy running their race, they don't have time to do the things that are crucial because it's not given to them. Instead, God has called an army of people plodding along, doing what needs to be done, serving where they need to serve, singing their songs, Sunday morning service, and they're praying. They're preparing the way. The way in Alaska has been prepared by thousands of hours of prayer and intercession by the Moravian Church, by the Covenant Church, by the Friends Church, by the Assembly of God Church, by the Episcopalian Church, by all these dear saints that are now in heaven waving a banner of the Lord saying, come on, finish what Jesus started. Come on, you can do it. We paid the price. We laid down our lives so that you could have this hour. It has already been done. They plotted. They didn't get to see what we see. They didn't get to hear what we hear, but they didn't give up. They kept their eyes fixed on Jesus Christ. They honored him with their endurance. They honored him with their faithful giving. They honored him by pouring out their lives unto death. Many of them were brought up in this land at the turn of the century, at the late 1800s, early 1900s, to sow seed in this barren, frozen wasteland. That's all they thought it was. But they came anyway. They sold everything they owned. They left family. They left friends. They left everything behind, jobs. And they came up to this land where they thought it was dark all the time. And they didn't realize that they were paying the price for God's precious jewel of the north. That the hour would come when the power of God would visit this land and shake it from the north to the south. They saw something precious in this land. Souls that would come out of this land. That missionaries would go all over the world out of this land. That God would cause you to lay down your lives as they did just to serve him and be willing to go. But God says to you now, the new door is opening for those who would open their mouths and begin to speak. He is equipping your feet. He is causing you to have new shoes. I was just given my new spiritual shoes. Trust me, I've been looking for it. I've been praying. I knew my old shoes wouldn't do the job. I knew it, but I couldn't find my new shoes. I kept saying, Holy Ghost, where are my shoes? I've got my shoes. I've got my shoes. When my precious apostle took hold of my hand, and he's feeble right now, and he looked at me with those eyes, and he said, Mary, why didn't you tell them who you are? I was smitten in my heart because culturally, that's not something we do. You don't announce who you are. And I realized that I was hearing from God. He was breaking a cultural barrier inside of me in order to release something for the state of Alaska. That he had purpose by the will of God. I believe God is saying to you, who are you? The prophetess Ruth brought that word. Call forth your ministry with what? The creative word of God. Call it forth. Who are you? Listen, there was a prophet. Many of you know that Eleanor and I went to Mongolia last year. That was an amazing, amazing trip. God opened the heavens. We had gone in to pray for the leaders because they had covered all the gates in Mongolia. They had one left, and it was the Shaman Gate. And they wanted us to come in and help them take down that Shaman Gate. Now, we felt that they were the ones that had the authority in the land. They could do it. They don't need two
Alaskans to come in and take down that gate for them, who would get the glory? But if they did it, because of the anointing of who they are, God was saying to them, who are you? Use the creative word of God. But Eleanor and I went in to exhort and to prophesy over, to sing and dance with the leaders and the church. And we danced and shouted and sweated. We could not keep up with them. Old and young, 2 hours. I could barely keep up for 2 minutes. Very energetic souls. But we gave what we had to give. But you see, there's something that happens at that gate. That, whoa. There, hold on a sec. I felt a wave of hot heat hit me. Do you know what the shamans say is at that gate? They hold the north wind captive at that gate. And I immediately felt this fire rise in me. Who is that uncircumcised Philistine that he would defy the armies of the living God? That Mongolian army was going to take that gate come you know what or high water. I'm trying to use creative words. Glory to God. They were not going to hold the north wind captive if we have anything to do about it. So we were there just on, that was a fiery meeting, wasn't it, Eleanor? It broke through in the heavens over Mongolia. And instead of one team going in, they sent in 2 teams. And they ran into opposition, but they made it there. And they did the stuff. They were there with the creative word of God. Ordinary people. People that thought they could never go. People who thought they couldn't afford to go. Suddenly, everybody wants to go. And wait. So, this is my time. So they finally made it to that final gate. And they began to war. They began to engage those shamans in that area. It was an area where the shamans gathered. And the one of the deepest lakes on earth is located there. And the 2 chief shamans were both struck by a bolt of lightning and killed. That gate has been secured by the Mongols. Now, there's a connection between Alaska and Mongolia. When I was down in... Were you there too, Robert, when the Mongols were there? When we were down there, Robert, Eleanor, and I were down there at Corinth, at Glory of Zion. And the Mongols were speaking. I suddenly knew we were supposed to connect with them. I brought home their sign, Mongolia, and pinned it on my wall. And I've been praying for them faithfully. And this year, this September, we went back down. And here came this happy Mongolian team. Bright faces because they're free. Because their land is free. Something happened. Something shifted in Mongolia. Something shifted. The heavens opened. That final gate was secured. Glory. And they wanted to introduce us to a prophet, a Mongolian prophet. He didn't speak English. But he'd received a word for Alaska many years ago. Was it six? 6 years ago. And he held that prophecy until the timing of the Lord. Timing is so important. Pray for the timing of the Lord. Pray for it. And when you feel quickened, that's why. One of the reasons we're having a these baskets up here, instead of doing the usual, you know, having everyone come down, is because we want you to recognize timing and to get up and move, to obey God. Because something shifts in you when you learn to do that. You start to hear from him. Things start happening in your life. You start recognizing when he's quickening your spirit. So this prophet, with this whole Mongolian team, flew over Alaska to get to Dallas. And when they were over Alaska, the Spirit of the Lord spoke to the prophet, and he said, "This is the right time." Time. Time. Recognize time. Recognize what is upon you. We are in the beginning stages of a massive visitation of God. And it is supernatural. It is. Glory. So they arranged a meeting to where he could deliver us to us this word. Listen to what he said, this prophet. "In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you for this time. Your sons and daughters living in Alaska are arising like warriors at this time. We thank you for what you have started in Alaska for this revival, this new thing you have launched in Alaska. And we thank you that you are connecting us, Alaskans and Mongolians, in one spirit to bring the victory that you gave into our destiny." Listen to that. The victory that you gave into our destiny. We proclaim together that victory of Christ. Today, there's timing word again. We are announcing once again that connection. We come together to bring that victory of Christ right now. There's another timing word. We once again declare that all of the spiritual bondages that held Alaskan people, that today it has no more power. Whoa. In Jesus' name. His voice got real authoritative. In Jesus' blood and mighty name, it has already been broken down. And today, we announce again, declaring the priesthood ministry and the kingdom ministry has begun from Alaska from this time on, and only Jesus will be glorified. Woo. Who are you? You have callings in your life. You have a voice. You have the word of God inside of you. You can speak life or you can speak death. You can strive for a position or a title, and then you're running that counterfeit race to the top. What will happen is you'll get to the top and find it's an empty victory, because the real race goes to those who are running as a team under the anointing of the Holy Ghost, and they're running to finish. That means every member of the team finishes. No man, no woman left behind. No child left behind. I want to reiterate what the Lord showed me years ago, 20-some years. He showed me the glory of God, starting with the Eskimo people, and it has already started with the Eskimo people, and it began to spread until it hit our interior people. Come on, Sam. And it was like crushed diamonds covering the state, because God was sweeping across the state and saving every soul in his path.
Everyone. I think God's going to make it really hard for someone to go to hell from Alaska. Yeah. Yeah. Come on. Come on. Woo. You think your tribes are tough? Glory to God. You should try the Haida tribe. They have no choice. God's going to break that stubborn back and bring them to Jesus Christ. Glory to God. They're running with us. I'm not willing to leave any behind. I am not willing to leave any behind. I don't care how rebellious they are. The word of the Lord says, even the rebellious will receive instruction. We claim the jails, the prisons for Jesus Christ. We claimed every prisoner in jail for Jesus. Everyone. Glory. I've had a lot of loved ones in prison. I've been fingerprinted while I visited them. They're coming to Jesus. God's going to make it real hard for them to resist, because the supernatural power of God is coming upon this whole land. This is not doing business as usual in the church. We're coming into the kingdom with a shout of glory. When they hear the church in Alaska, they're going to hear shouting and leaping and dancing and praising. Yes, they're going to hear drums. They're going to hear trumpets. They're going to hear flutes. They're going to hear shouting. They're going to see a crowd of people, all colors. We are the most diverse culture in America. We have more languages spoken in our school systems than anywhere else in the United States. And I believe I heard a statistic that it was more than anywhere else in the world. Alaska is extremely unique. The nations are here. And God is going to call. Those 92 nations are going to be filled with the Holy Ghost and power here in Alaska, and they will bring it back to their homeland. And they'll start fires everywhere that they go. I see it, and I believe it. Whoa, from this time forward. So I ask you again, who are you? Do you know who you are? Do you know who God has made you? Do you have any idea who God has made you? Huh. Most of us don't really understand. God caused me to, early on when I was learning about the power of the Holy Ghost, He gave me a dream. And in the dream, I saw a demon inside this woman, young woman. She was about 17, blonde, blue-eyed, very attractive. And she had a demon in her. Nobody could tell she had a demon. She looked too nice. You know, she had a pink and gray and white plaid straight skirt. You know, they're pretty popular once. She was wearing a pink sweater, cashmere. And I saw a demon in her. And so immediately, because I was young in the Lord, praise God for those who are young in the Lord. They're willing to just obey God. I pointed at her and I said, in the name of... And when I started to say Jesus' name, His name became so powerful and so big in my mouth, I was having trouble getting it out of my mouth. Jesus! I was opening my mouth as wide as I could to release that name. And it came out like a whisper. Jesus! And I saw power leave my mouth like a ball of lightning, and it slammed into her chest and knocked her back about 20 feet until she slammed into a wall. I was shocked. The name of Jesus, the creative word. He is the word of God. The creative word of Jesus will defeat any demon Demons are, they fall at the name of Jesus. They shake in their boots. Why do you think the devil has been trying to take your voice away? Why has he been telling you to sit down and shut up? Because he knows the power of that name will defeat anything he sends against you. And everything he sends against you suddenly becomes a stepping stone to greater power in the kingdom as you earn your stripes. Hallelujah. I'm asking you again. Who are you? Who are you? It's time. Remember how many times God is mentioning timing? It's time. We have people all over the world are praying for you. People all over the world are paying the price in their closet for you. Honor the King by rising up. Remember, I had you wait for a name or a face? God wants you to open your mouth and begin to tell people who you are and what God has done for you. A simple testimony. It doesn't even, for some people, all it takes is tears. The first time I had to tell someone about Jesus when I was an adult, it was not a pretty sight. I sobbed and sobbed. My eyes were running. My nose was running. My mouth was running. I was so shaken by the power of the Lord. And all I was doing was telling her that Jesus could help her. That's all. And the power of the Lord fell. I remember the story of a man, very hard-hearted, wealthy businessman, who went to a church service, and boy, they wanted him to get saved because he was wealthy. He could contribute a lot to the offering. But unfortunately for the pastor, there was a woman sitting in front of him, an older lady, and she'd get touched with the Lord and just start to weep. Oh, she was behind him. Sorry. So during the service, this lady begins to weep because the Spirit of God comes on her. She wants to testify. Standing up to testify, holding onto the pew, she began to sob. And her hot tears were falling on that businessman's neck that was bowed right in front of her. And the pastor groaned. Oh, no. But at the altar call, the pastor came down to give his heart to Christ because he knew if this woman loved God that much, he has to be real. Give what you have. Don't try to be like anyone else. Don't shout. If you're not a shouting person, you'll scare them. Don't be afraid to share the way that you share. This is the hour for the church. I want to encourage you. Just respond to the King. And you might want to start by telling God who you are. And if you don't know, ask him, who am I?
Father, I'm your son. I am your son. He said, those that are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. And sons represent the mature ones. I mean, how can you be led unless you submit yourself to God? Unless you hear his voice and say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. Wow, there's been a lot that's been said here this evening. And it hasn't been for the faint of heart. This is a mature word that God is saying, I'm entrusting you with this word. And he is saying, walk it out. Don't leave here and say, gee, that was such a great service. Can't wait for the next one. It's not what it's about. You know, in my younger years serving the Lord, I never wanted to be one that stands up here like this. Matter of fact, I, you know, tried my best to not be up here. My wife can tell you. But I began to say, yes, Lord, I'll do what you want me to do. And that's really what he's saying tonight, is who will say yes? That's the sustain. That's what's going to sustain this, the move of his spirit in this city and this state, is those that will say yes. You know, one of the things that I said at the beginning is pull on the anointing. Pull on that apostle's anointing. Pull it out. Pull on that prophet's anointing. Pull it out. One of the things that I was saying is I'm a pastor, and I have the ability to counsel. God gives me wisdom to speak into people's lives. But I actually said I'm an apostolic pastor, which means that I have a heart for the kingdom. Like I was saying before, is I never wanted to stand in front of people and do this. But just being around Mary and Eleanor, you know, even prophesying, just being around them, it's like the prophetic spirit has risen up inside of me. There's an impartation that I received. I was, we were praying for some people in our house about 2 weeks ago. And so there was about 10 people there, and they wanted us to pray for them. So I was just praying, and Eleanor was praying over them, and God spoke to me, this one young man. And part of the word that he gave me is he is going to put him in front of princes and kings of this world, and that God would give him wisdom to speak into their lives. And later on, after he got done praying, he says, you know, I'm actually going to meet with the Prince of Morocco. And I forget when he said he was going to do that, but I stepped back and I said, oh, an actual prince. Because we can, you know, princes, rulers, people in government, things like that. It's an actual prince. I was down in Florida, and one of the things, this powerful man, he's a prophet. He hears from God just like that. So I was up there in front. I was just laying down. He'd prayed over us, and God gave me a word for him. And I spoke out this word, and he said, hey, can you repeat that, this word to that lady? And so I repeated the word that I gave to him. And he says, what you spoke was the exact same word, word for word for word, that she just spoke to me. The reason why I'm saying this is there is an impartation in this room, and it's not just for me. God wants to elevate the prophetic, the apostolic. He wants to elevate his kingdom in each one of us. Kim, I was hearing the Lord say, yay and amen. He said, go ahead and put your hands to it, because he is the one that's going to cause it to succeed. He said, go ahead and do it. Don't worry about it. He says he's the one that's going to cause it to prosper, because he's pouring out upon you and your wife his prosperity.
And along with that, earlier, it's like I saw you in a vision and you were just weeping and wailing before the Lord, not just in hunger, but in actual joy of the testimonies of the Lord for what he's going to use you to do. And there was all these young people that were around you, and you were sharing your testimony with them, and then they turned around and shared their testimony with you, and you were weeping with joy before the Lord. Amen.
And Kim, the Lord says, yes, you are going to Russia. The Lord says he's going to open a door to Russia for you. You're not going to go alone, but you're going to go into Russia, and you're going to speak the word of the Lord, and you're going to go with power and miracles, and the prophetic word of the Lord that's in you will be activated to a higher degree.
Nancy, I was just standing over there in praise and worship, and what I saw is like you were kind of pacing back and forth and pacing back and forth. And then you just dropped to your knees like that and lifted up your hands. And then as you stood up, it's like I saw a hand come and place insignias on your shoulders. And what I heard the Lord say is that he has given you a new position of authority in him. It says that which you're hearing right. And he's coupling what you're hearing with wisdom on what to do in his timing. He says he's putting his authority upon you, and that you're going to move out in it. And Judith, I was just sitting just over here earlier, and it's like I saw you in a vision. Judith Green. And what I saw is like you were looking around, and you were looking around like this, and then it's like I saw some glasses being put on your face. And then as you look through the glasses, it's like you begin to see things that were somewhat disturbing, because you could see things clearly. It's like you could see things in his kingdom, the things that were not pleasing to the Lord, the false places. And then as you begin to see it, I saw you just drop down just like this. And you were closing your eyes, and it just seemed like there was some pain in your heart. And it was almost like you were repenting for what you were seeing. And then what I saw is the hand of the Lord just come and take your hand and lift you right up and he stood you up on your feet. And then as you look forward, it's like you could see like the path clear in front of you. And what I was hearing is that there is clear clarity of what he has for you in this new season. And I feel like this season's coming very quick. All this stuff that he's going to show you, these things are going to come very quick. It's not going to take very long. And as you stood up, it's like there was life that was in your body. There was strength that was in your body. There was new authority that you were going to walk in because of the season ahead that he has for you to walk even as his prophet. But it's his good pleasure to give you the kingdom. It's his good pleasure to show you his kingdom. It's his good pleasure to have you to walk in those miracles. It's his good pleasure. And he's going to, it's like I saw a narrow place that began to open up. There was great and vast openings. And he says he's giving it to you.
Hallelujah. Judith, the Spirit of the Lord would say, that which you've longed for, that which you have sought for many generations, for many years, in your generational line, God says that he is multiplying the anointing and the authority that's in you. He's bringing that word of prophecy to a higher level. You're going to leave some things behind. I see a door closing behind you. But the Lord says he's moving you into a higher sphere where the authority of the Most High will cause the prophetic word to come with a tremendous grace and gift. But the Lord says this gift of authority that's upon the prophetic word is going to be used against the enemy's camp. For yes, you see already some dark things around you, and you have been gifted in seeing people delivered. But the Lord says the word of the Lord in you is going to cause deliverance to come to a region. The Lord says that the word of authority in you is going to cause deliverance to come to a disease. The Lord says, I see a strand or a generational iniquity, and the word of the Lord in you is going to break the power of that iniquity and cause that whole thing to line up with the Lord himself and his word for that family. There are whole family lines that have been corrupted by evil, but the Lord says the word of the Lord in you is going to cause that whole family line to suddenly shift into righteousness, and that which is wicked in that family line will fall away overnight. And the Lord says that the word of God in you is going to cause the dead to come to life. And the Lord says that the word of God in you is going to cause the blind to see. And the word of the Lord in you is going to cause the deaf to hear and the mute to speak. For the Lord says you're coming into a new power and a new authority. And that which you have seen and longed for is now upon you. For the shift has taken place, and this is a new day and a new hour. Do not fear. For have I not said you would be one of those who would take a stand against the evildoers? And the Lord has said you will be one of those who will take a stand against the wicked. And yes, that will cause some to fall under the weight of the wickedness they walk in. But the Lord says you will be the one who will walk in it and exercise this authority.
And I saw you getting shot up into the heavenlies. And the Lord begin to take you into creative rooms and rooms in heaven. And I saw you just looking into, like, through different doors. And the Lord would lead you to different doors of different rooms where he would have you to walk in and to take out that which was needed for different things and different situations. So get ready to be shot up like an arrow into these heavenly rooms and heavenly places for what is needed in the earth. And Naomi, it's like I saw you crying out to the Lord on behalf of your family. And I know that you do that already. But the Lord says that he's causing you to... Oh, you're back there. He's causing you to not only weep for them, he's giving you a word in season for your children that will cause their ears to be opened to hear him by the Spirit. It's not going to be something that you speak out of your soul into their soul because they're your children, but he's going to give you a word in season to them that will actually open their spiritual ears to hear, that will then open their hearts to receive the word of the Lord, whether it be a salvation, whether it be deliverance, whether it be healing that they need. But God is going to give you like a word to them, like apples of gold and pitchers of silver, that will be fitting for the right time and the right purpose. Amen.
I just wanted to say that when Mary stood up and proclaimed into the heavens who she is, something in my spirit locked into position. Oh. See, that apostolic, territorial anointing and calling on her life affects all of us. All of us. That's the purpose of it. So I would like us corporately to respond to the call that has just been spoken into the heavenlies and stand in agreement that we are being locked into position for the calling on your life. And forever, as we've said, who are you? Every one of us has a different positioning and calling, and we can't do this assignment or complete this assignment, this race to the finish line, without each and every one of us. Because if one of us drops that baton, you know what happens. There's a tripping, and there's a falling for one of our brethren, one of our people, because they have to reach down then and pick it up and take the weight that you were called to carry. So I would like us to corporately respond and say, yes, 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 we are linked in, we are locked in to position, to what it is God has called us to do in this hour.
One of the words that God spoke to me and what I was hearing is a prophet is not without honor in his own city. But you know what? In this city and in this state, we are going to honor our prophets. We are going to honor our apostles. We are going to honor our leaders. Jesus said he couldn't do many miracles because there wasn't the honor. You know what? We are going to honor. We are going to honor. Eleanor, I honor you as a prophet. Mary, I honor you as a regional apostle. Judith, I honor you as a prophet. And for all that you've spoken into my life over the years, I appreciate it because it's caused my heart to soar and life to come back in me. You know, as I was standing here, I kept on seeing these glasses on quite a few people. Robert, I saw the glasses on you. Father, I just thank you, Lord God, that you are causing our eyes to open, Father. God, you are causing our eyes to open in the Spirit, Father. And Lord, I thank you, God, Lord, that we receive your new sight in the Spirit, that we would see the things of your kingdom, Father. And Lord God, even as you lead us, Lord, we will bend down and we will repent, Father. And God, rise up. We will rise up. We will rise up anew in your Spirit of truth. Lord, I just thank you, God, for imparting your spirit of truth upon us, Father. God, I just thank you, God, for your impartation upon every single person here, Father. God, in the sound booth, in this room, Father, I thank you, God, for your fresh impartation of your anointing, God. Even your prophetic spirit, I thank you, God, for your fresh impartation, Father. I thank you for releasing your dreams, for releasing your visions, Father, for speaking to our hearts, Lord, even as you did with me in my dreams. Jesus, speak. We are listening. We are listening. We are listening. Speak. We are listening. Eileen, please come up here. You to say what you said to me. Okay.
Praise God. So I was blessed to be able to go down to Dallas to Glory of Zion for ahead of the year. And they had these prayer shawls from Israel. And I got this and I was just kind of going, Lord, what am I going to do with this? And Pastor Tommy was here for 3 weeks, and so I had one, and I gave it to him because God said it's because of the glory and the presence of the Lord that he brings. And I had this one as I was thinking about that, what the Lord said is, this one is for Eleanor. And what he brought to me was Elijah. Elijah had a showdown with the prophets of Baal, with the much wickedness. And what happened is prophets of Baal were, well, you know the story, were trying to get everything to burn up the sacrifice, and Elijah said, pour that water on 3 times. And what he did was he gathered stones, and God used him to repair the breach in the altar. And it was used because he wanted to call the people back to him, and he wanted them to know that he and he alone is God. And so it's that fire of God. When Elijah spoke out and the fire fell, and God said, I am calling my people back to me. And so this prayer cloth, I'm going to ask Eleanor if she would come up here. It actually says, but ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you. So whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. And so, Eleanor, I love you very much, and I so appreciate the laying down of your life that you have done, not only for our family, but for our people and for Alaska. And so I just want to put this upon you as from the Lord. This is what the Lord said.
The Spirit of God says there's an aligning that has taken place in the heavenlies, and the Lord Jesus Christ himself is at the front. He says those who align themselves with the Lord Jesus Christ will find themselves aligned upon the earth in the way that they should be. When you ask that question, who am I? You are a follower of the living God. You are a follower of King Jesus. Align yourself with him, and I will pour out my power upon you, says the Spirit of God. I shall accomplish in you everything that I purposed before the foundation of the world. The Spirit of God says, I am moving in you to do those things that I've called you to do. Align yourself with the Son, who is aligned with the Father and the Holy Ghost. Align yourself with the Son, and you shall walk in prosperity. You shall walk in confidence. You shall walk in courage and fearlessness, says the Spirit of God. For I am the one who is calling you. I am the God of fire. I say a fire goes before me and burns up all the enemies. The mountains melt like wax at the presence of the Lord. I am the Lord your God. I am the Lord your God, and there is no other. Bow yourself before me, says the Spirit of God. For my holy fire shall come upon you, says the Spirit of God, and I shall cause a fire to burn all over this state. I shall cause a fire to burn around this world. I shall cause the fire of my Spirit to go forth, says the Spirit of God. I am the Lord. I am the Lord. Yield yourself into my hand, says the Spirit of God, for there is no one like me, no one before me. I am the Lord. I am, I am, I am, says the Lord.
The Lord just said that some of you have met your destiny tonight. Some of you have been challenged so deeply inside that you've knocked right into your destiny, and you're going to have experiences with the Lord.
Eileen, I was hearing you have sought well. For the word says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, and all these things shall be added unto you. And you know the things that you have desired for your family. You know the things that you have desired of his kingdom. And he says, you have sought well. You have sought well. It's really hard to stand up here because of I don't know how to say this, but the seriousness that I feel in the spirit. At the same time, I'm feeling this heavy weight. I'm also feeling his pleasure. Let's walk in that freedom he's given us. Those chains have been removed. Let's walk in that freedom. In our next meeting, we're going to have a little bit more time. We'll have actually 3 meetings. And I feel like we're going to hear from some of you some of the testimonies that God has done for you. Between now and our next meeting, which is going to be November 20 and 21st. You know, this, what God is breaking loose in Alaska, you know, I feel like you know, there's going to be many national figures and ministers that will desire to come here to preach and release, and they will. It's going to be anointed, but our people are going to release as well here in Alaska. They're going to release what God has given. Father, I just thank you, Lord, for this, for your awesome presence in this place. Lord, we receive all that you have, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord, for going with us, Father. God, give your angels charge over every person in every family, every household, Father. God, and I cancel every assignment of retaliation against every person and their family in this place. I cancel the assignment right now in the name of Jesus. And Lord, I speak life, your life-giving spirit over every person and over every household and over every family. Lord, I thank you, God, for the manifest presence of your spirit in our homes. Father, I just proclaim this now, Lord, in Jesus' name.